Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss. Structure, accountability, results. The standard for weight loss in the area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. Just a couple weeks away from NFL training camp opening up. And joining us right now to talk some NFL on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline is Jay Busby. He's an NFL writer for Yahoo Sports. Good morning, Jay.
What's going on? How y'all doing?
You know what? We're a couple weeks from training camp, and usually here in D.C., we're kind of looking forward to it, but I think after the Caps won the Stanley Cup, there's been kind of this hangover, and there hasn't been a huge buzz here locally. Has there been a lot of buzz nationally waiting for the NFL? Like, what are the big storylines right now?
The big storylines are all crime and and criminal stories at Terrell Owens, and you know, there's nothing, there's except for the real hardcore NFL writers who, you know, who do great work. But you look at them on Twitter, and they're saying things like, "What's the big battle in the Seattle secondary at training camp?" You know, aside from a few of those people, most everyone talking NFL is talking, frankly, what a mess the league is in at this exact moment.
Yeah, I mean, Brandon Browner, McCoy, Winslow, you know, Papa John. I mean, it's just,
where do we start?
It's just a mess.
Let's start with the Papa John thing, because this guy has been around and in the public eye for 20 some years, at least it seems like, and then just, it's all falling apart here in the last year or so. How did they prop him up? I mean, he's been exposed as a complete buffoon.
Yeah, I think that you're on there. They propped him up. I mean, as we have seen, you know, I'm not going to let out, you can make your own judgments here, but as we've seen, you can rise awfully far in any phase of American life with people covering up certain sins of yours, and apparently that's what's happened with Papa John here. That the guy's just a bit, as you put it, of a buffoon. I think so. He said some dumb things. He's thought that he could get away with some dumb things, and finally it caught up to him.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean,
by the way, you tweeted a few days ago.
I just can't believe the stupidity of some people.
You tweeted a few days ago that it cost them $96 million in market value.
Yeah, their shares dropped by about 5%, and they recovered slightly. But still, you know, shareholders, obviously, that's paper money. That's not actual money. But shareholders will not put up with that kind of instability. And if you are a public company, the last thing you want is a guy who's throwing around the N-word, even in the case of, as apparently it was, some kind of exercise or something like that, that doesn't go over well.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Right, they have lucrative deals with the NFL, NBA, NHL. All those teams have to be running to the hills away from Papa John's at this point.
Oh, yeah, sprinting away from
him. Absolutely, and the irony is how much Papa John's was all over the Anthem controversy last year. Was saying that the Anthem was costing them business, and you know, and the Anthem, the protests during the Anthem were costing them business, and so it's the danger inherent in lashing yourself too much to the needs of sponsors, you know, because sponsors will tell you to jump, and you have to say how high, but then again, the sponsors themselves can be the problem as well.
All right, so update us on LeSean McCoy, obviously one of the best running backs in the league, but he was seeing a girl. I guess they have a child together, and she was living in his house. He was in Miami at the time, but she was attacked by somebody. He's been trying to evict her for months.
Go ahead. It's a story that, you know, you got to have like one of those cork boards with about 15 different pieces of yarn attaching to various photographs and various scenes and whatnot. It's really complicated, but apparently he's been trying to evict this woman who was his girlfriend and then ex-girlfriend. He's been literally trying to evict her for more than a year. There's been court filings about him trying to get her kicked out, and she won't leave. You know, she will avoid process servers and all of that. So earlier this week, someone broke into the house and, coincidentally enough, strangely enough, began demanding some of the items that McCoy himself had said that he gave her and he wanted back, and his ex-girlfriend, Delicia Corden, didn't comply, so she got beaten as a result, and it's an ugly story all the way around. I was actually out there at the house earlier this week, and it's up in a quiet part of North Fulton County, north of Atlanta. The neighbors were very, very unhappy that I was there kind of poking around. There was a news copter overhead. This is a story that's it's already weird, and I think it's only going to get weirder.
So, and he, and the woman is claiming that it was the guy who broke into the house was hired by McCoy.
Right. Yeah. That it was orchestrated. That you know, that he had obviously he was in Miami. He was not there, but that he had this done on his behalf.
And we forgot to mention Jameis Winston because he got the 3-game hit. I mean, it's they can't get out of their own way.
How long is our segment here? We got another 3 hours to work. I mean, you're right. Winston is his own issue. Where this, it obviously with the Uber driver happened a couple of years ago, but the NFL gave a more lenient sentence to him than it's given to others for marijuana possession, that kind of thing. So again, it's a case where the NFL just has so many problems sprawling in so many different directions, and you know, I hate to trivialize it by making that whack-a-mole comparison, but that honestly is what it is that there are so many different issues coming up, and the NFL is just struggling to contain all this. But even so, even with all that, the league is still so damn popular, it's gonna run away with the ratings this fall, regardless of all of this.
So I was perusing your Twitter, and a few days ago you were tweeting about the Flag Football League and all the NFL players. Tell me about watching Michael Vick and Ocho Cinco and some of those guys.
All right, this is weird because, you know, we're all kind of hardened and cynical sports fans, and we're like, what a gimmick. We've seen this all before. But I went to this Flag Football competition on Saturday night, and like you mentioned, Vic, Ocho, a few other guys were there. And I got to say, it was pretty cool. I mean, it was 7-on-7 flag football, wide open field. Vic didn't do a whole lot of running, and when he did, he's pretty slow. But seeing him roll out and throw passes, seeing Ocho Cinco out there just yapping away again, I compared it in the article to the greatest Thanksgiving football game that you'll ever see, and it was. I mean, it was a lot of fun. It was honestly a lot of fun. I don't know if it'll stick. I don't know if it's going to be a thing for pro players who are done with the league or who don't quite make the league. But in terms of just pure football, it was a hell of a lot of fun. It was like a Madden game right there on the field.
Well, I was looking at one of the rosters. You posted kind of the pictures of one of the rosters, and it had NBA players like Nate Robinson and Carlos Boozer. And then at quarterback, they got Jimmy Clausen.
Wow. Yeah, exactly. They got Jimmy Clausen at quarterback. The team with Ocho on it had a guy who was a quarterback at Texas A&M that got bounced from his starting job back in 2010 by Ryan Tannehill. I mean, the thing is, the NFL demands such a specific skill set that if you just barely miss that, that doesn't mean you're a terrible athlete. It's not like your skills suddenly evaporate. There's a lot of astonishingly good athletes out there that just can't quite make it over that last little hurdle to get in the NFL. And a league like this gives them a chance to just air it out and have fun. And like I say, in terms of just pure football fun, this was great to watch.
And I don't know if they actually play. I mean, you could tell me this. And one of the rosters that you printed out there, Michael Johnson, the Olympian, was a captain.
Yeah.
And on the team, there's Jacoby Jones, who played in the NFL, Jason Avant, who played in the NFL, I mean, Jeremy Warner. So
they do. They get out there. It's crazy. I mean, it's funny. Ocho played more defense than he played offense, ironically enough. And he got really burned pretty deep on one play. But they get out there. I mean, these guys are great athletes, and in terms of what they need to do, you don't need to be a great athlete. You just need to be, or you don't need to be a great football player. You just need to be a good athlete.
If you want to follow Jay on Twitter, it's at Jay Busby, BUSBEE. This one maybe we should bring up, and this is not football related at all, but I guess you posted this a month ago. I know Cakes will be very interested in. He posted his 1993 mixtape.
I saw
that. It looks
that.
Like a Maxell tape. Was that a Maxell?
Yeah, I
remember those.
I think I could hang out with Jay. I mean, our musical tastes coincide. He's got Soul Asylum on here, Pearl Jam. He's got some Blind Melon. I like the list.
You know what? It's so funny because my son found that stuff. First of all, once he got over the hurdle of wondering what the heck this little plastic thing
is. Yeah, right.
He was listening to the songs and he dug it. And so I said, all right, let's see what happens if I put this on Twitter. And I expected to get lit up, and I didn't. I mean, people were like, yeah, helmet kicked ass, man. That's good stuff. And so it was pretty fun, and it was a fun little exercise.
How old's your son?
He's 15 now.
Oh, okay.
Right in the wheelhouse.
Right in there. All right, so let's talk about T.O. Look, T.O. had a legitimate gripe when he wasn't chosen for the Hall of Fame in 16 or 17. He obviously should have been a first ballot. And he was one of the best of all time. But he's taken a little too far here. He's not going to show up. They're not going to acknowledge him. They're going to send him his jacket in the mail. I mean, he's going to open up a UPS box and get his Hall of Fame jacket. But he really should just let it go and show up. He's going to go to his alma mater and give a speech there. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I mean, both sides are being really petty here. I mean, it's the Hall of Fame, but this is not like Mount Olympus or anything. You know, T.O., everyone knows what a great player is. He doesn't need any more validation. The numbers speak for themselves, and the Hall of Fame needs to get over itself and stop whining that they screwed up by not having him be a first ballot guy. So, you know, they need to own that. Whatever sports writers, whatever voters decided that he was not first ballot material, need to look at themselves and realize that they were wrong. So, yeah, this is a case where neither side looks good. The only thing that I hope for, I was thinking the same thing as you, when he gets that jacket in the mail, I hope he does film it and put it on Twitter, because that would be hysterical watching him open up that package.
He probably will. All right, we've been talking about a lot of off-the-field stuff. Is there anything – I can't believe we're 2 weeks away from camp, by the way. 12 days away from the Skins camp, I believe. But is there anything that kind of intrigues you, anything you're really looking forward to when camp opens?
I want to see, you know, in terms of Washington, I want to see what Alex Smith can do. I want to see how much he's got. You know, he was such a contributor, you know, on the field in terms of being a competent quarterback, which is kind of damning with faint praise with both San Francisco and Kansas City. I want to see if he can give something reliable to Washington. Like, it's going to be fun to see if he's able to hang. I mean, that NFC East is tough. You know, they got the Super Bowl champion. They've got a resurgent Dallas. You've got New York, which who the hell knows with them, but it's not going to be easy, but I think it's going to be fun to see if Alex Smith can bring some stability to Washington that hadn't been there.
Yeah, and then Darius Geis.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of opportunity there. You know, there's a lot of chances, but it's, you know, like I said, and they could well be. You always have these predictions going in terms of what the division's going to be, but you know, it certainly seems on first blush that the NFC East is going to be one of the toughest divisions in football.
Out of the four teams that made the conference championship last year, so Philly, Minnesota, New England, Jacksonville. All right. Now, Philly blew out Minnesota, but the New England-Jacksonville game was riveting. Do you see any of those four teams taking a step back?
I don't think so. I mean, Jacksonville, we always think that Jacksonville just sucks because they have for so long, but they've got the pieces in place right there for a long-term play, and I don't see any of those four teams. Maybe if you forced me to pick one, maybe Minnesota, but of the four of them, they all seem pretty well set up in terms of making that return to the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, Cousins has so many weapons there in Minnesota. It's going to be, if Dalvin Cook can stay healthy, you know, he just needs that running game. He's got so many weapons. He could do some serious damage.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, Washington knows what he's capable of. So it could be a fun, playoff run for all four of those teams. I think that New England's got maybe a couple of years left. I think we all agree that once Belichick and Brady are done, whether that's this year or not too long in the future, that New England's going to be in a world of hurt. But, yeah, they've got a year at least to ride that out.
What's the first camp you're hitting?
Probably the Falcons one, and I'm not quite sure when. I'm going to be all over the place, but I'm going to hit the Falcons one. I'm going to see if Julio is there, and if he's not, I may suit up for him.
They'll be in trouble then.
Go run some routes.
Don't take me to the first round of your fantasy class.
No, we won't. Don't worry.
All right. Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it, buddy.
I appreciate it. Y'all take care.
All right.
It's Jay Busby, NFL writer for Yahoo Sports. Follow him at Jay Busby. That's B-U-S-B-E-E on Twitter.
I am desperate for football. It's now gotten to that point
it's
where I'm desperate for
2 weeks away?
It's not far away, man. You know? Now, it might take a while to get that. It might be a long 2 weeks because you're looking forward to it and you want it to be here so quick. But
Well, how's it usually work? So they get together, and then, like, before you know it, they have, like, a Saturday scrimmage or something, right? It's like a week into it.
It's like a weekend.
Yeah. And once that starts, then it's officially on. Now, the preseason games are always a big letdown because, like, the first game, the starters will do, like, one series, if that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then it'll be a bunch of scrubs. But once we get to about the third week of preseason, I'm ready.
Kind of intrigued about the Skins wanting to jack up Terrell Pryor when he comes up for the joint practices.
So
but
crazy, right?
Big surprise, it sounds like his ankle injury flaring up again already while he's a member of the New York Jets. So
already.
He just can't get right.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Can't get healthy.
And you mentioned, I hope Cousins throws 50 picks.
I know, you hate him.
I'm just over him.
I don't think he will, though.
He'll be fine.
Still doing Van bit. Still doing all that stuff.
Is he doing that? He's doing the poor man's bit now. He's got $100 million guaranteed, and he's
it still runs.
He's driving his Scooby-Doo still van.
He likes attention dollars too.
Oh, he loves it.
He does it. The like he had. I think steaks on the grill and was Instagramming.
Yeah.
Well, people were goofing on them because the steaks looked terrible. They weren't seasoned. They had no grill marks. They were dreadful.
Right.
He's the world's worst griller.
Do the Skins play Minnesota this year? Remember?
No, next year. I believe the Skins play. I'm 95% sure they play at Minnesota in 2019.
How do you already know that? They've already put that out?
Well, they have their future opponents like
you already
for
know
a
that?
Few years out.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Pretty sure they play at Minnesota next year.
Gotcha.
That might be a silly roadie. Might have to go to that one.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. Right now, the 10th caller at that number will win a pair of tickets to the second annual Nova Hokie Club football kickoff dinner. It's July 19th at the Waterford Fair Oaks. You can catch special guests, head coach Justin Fuente, John Lazor, Mike Burnup. It's July 19th, Waterford Fair Oaks. Tickets on sale now. It's presented by ProTask. Details at thefandc.com/contests. Again, 10th caller at 800-636-1067. Be right back. Tell you what, there's all this kind of controversial press about Sacha Baron Cohen's show, and people like Sarah Palin upset that they were duped. I'm reading about how Ted Koppel was duped. We never quite bought his house.
No, it's still in the planning stages.
All it's making me do is want to see it even more.
Hey, you know what we could do? I saw that. Now this is a bit out of our price range. I saw that Kirk Hammett, guitarist for Metallica, Big Silly, he has his oceanfront San Francisco property on the market.
Really?
Now, if we pull together our money and are able to cobble together
$12 million,
you're very close. $13 million. We could be the proud owners of said
property.
Well,
you've got about half of that.
No, this is all.
Plus, Jason's out of the beach house game.
Yeah, you're out of the beach house.
That's a bad market.
It would be tough to get you in.
It's a bad market.
Maybe I can wrangle in Tommy DeLay and PJ Elliott and Grant and Danny. We can form a consortium.
Where is it?
San Francisco.
Mm.
It's beautiful.
Expensive property out
fall
there.
Very, the ocean.
Very expensive.
It's going to fall in the ocean.
House was built in 1926.
Oof.
Might need some work. So that's another celebrity property that we could go in on.
The Koppel house, I'm telling you, was affordable, and it was like in Potomac. It wasn't far. We should have done it.
Yeah.
Should have done it.
It was over in Avenel, wasn't it? Or near there?
I think it was near there. It wasn't in Avenel, like one of the new sillies.
They got some great homes over there.
Oh, yeah. All right, what do you got? Let's just little recap the sports page here for people
we did
just checking in.
We did the sports page early. We'll just recap it. Nats get a 5-4 win over the Mets last night up in New York.
Rendon with two homers.
Rendon, 3-for-5, 3 runs scored, 3 ribbies, hits number 14 and 15.
Who made the all-star team at third base ahead of him?
Wasn't he one of the Arenado, final four? Has that been decided yet?
Oh, Trey Turner was, not Rendon.
Oh, Trey
and
Turner.
Yes, it was decided.
Hmm. Yeah, he didn't make it. Arenado's the starter. I'm just looking to see who Suarez from the Reds. He's having a good year. He was leading the National League in RBIs at one point. I'm not sure if he still is. But anyway, Rendon was hot last night. Harper was 0-for-4. Did he hit his home run in his fourth at bat? Okay.
Because he struck out, I think, in the ninth.
So I was watching it. He struck out or maybe lined he hit a hard ball down the first base, and he was 0-for-3, and he was as salty. And I turned it off. They were winning 3-2. But then his next at bat, he hit a 2-run bomb.
He stared at it a bit.
Number 23 ended up being the game winner. So, again, you can kill him for having a low average and striking out all the time. But if he's going to hit bombs,
he's a feast or famine guy
every few
nights.
And if they're game winners, then you got to give him his props then.
Yeah, but just, you know, occasional solo bombs, not good enough. Now, yesterday's, I believe, wasn't. Was it a 2-run bomb?
It was a 2-run shot, yeah.
Yeah. That helps. But I believe so far he's got 3. Does he have 3 this month?
Yes. Pretty dry. Max Scherzer gets the win. 12-5, went 7. 5 hits, 3 earned runs, struck out 5. ERA's 2.41.
Gave up 2 bombs.
Gave up a couple bombs. Ryan Matson came in and got his 4th save. Of course, Doolittle's on the dill.
Herrera came in and he gave up a bomb. He'd been kind of
He's been dicey.
You know, I was expecting him to just be dynamite. He hasn't exactly been that.
Yeah, I mean, without Doolittle, that bullpen can be shaky.
Yeah.
The way they've been pitching. Tonight, you've got Tanner Roark against Noah Syndergaard.
Ooh, the Mets
mismatch.
Heavy faves.
I don't know if they're heavy, but they can't be heavy faves over many teams. They suck.
That's true.
Yeah, but it's Thor against Roark.
Yeah.
Phillies beat the Orioles. That was a makeup from a rainout earlier in the season. 5-4 is the final. The Orioles are 26-68.
Did they give away free shots in Baltimore? Did Chris Davis get a hit?
Oh, you know what? I don't think Chris Davis got a hit. I believe he struck out three times.
Oh.
And he is, I just looked at the average the other day. I think he's hitting 157. Let me give you the updated numbers. This is a guy who signed a $165 million contract and still has 3 years left on it.
He's hit a lot of home runs in Major League Baseball.
0-for-4, 3 punch outs, 156
wow.
is his average.
That is absolutely brutal.
I mean, he was never a guy that was going to hit, you know, 330, but.
No, but he hit 50 bombs.
How about you hit 200?
Right.
He's not gonna come. Hit 215?
Not going to happen this year. Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 6-4. Mookie Betts had a 13-pitch at bat and then hit a grand slam on the 13th pitch. Seven unbelievable years, hitting 352. Yankees beat the Indians 7-4. And the Angels beat the Mariners 11-2. Drabby's bitter. Mariners still holding on to that that wild card spot. But the Oakland Athletics, who took 3 out of 4 in Houston, are not that far behind. I think they're about 4 or 5 games behind the Mariners.
By the way, Chris Davis is making $17 million.
All Drabby wanted to talk about in the appearance last night was how good the Mariners are doing. And I had to shoo him away at every turn. I had to say, stop, Drabby. I don't want to talk Mariners with you right now. I'm busy working.
Does he really care?
No, I don't think
I said sarcasm. I just made that up.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? I was busy drinking free white wine all night last night. And Sam Adams, of course.
All right, so we got World Cup final on Sunday morning. It's France and Croatia.
How am I going to remember to watch that? I mean,
you can set a reminder on your phone.
You don't see Twitter every 2 seconds?
No, I actually don't. It's got to remember.
I believe it's an 11 a.m. game.
Yeah. You got Wimbledon right before it, too.
Wimbledon at 9 o'clock.
Would you like to set up a dollar for a text on Sunday?
Ooh, that would be a good service.
It's a great service.
I mean, really, all I have to do is an alarm on my phone.
Maybe that's my billion-dollar idea. Maybe that's my billion-dollar idea.
You should want to watch it, because if Croatia wins, you net like $70.
Here, just give me a dollar.
Or like $6, because you guys will say it's a dollar an entry.
Can we make a decision right now before the final? What is it?
Drab said it's officially $5 a person.
All right, so you get $35.
Yeah, what's the point?
Give me a dollar. And I will put a reminder in my phone to text you to remind you to watch the World Cup.
What if I'm in church, though?
Well, that's not me. All I have to do to fulfill my end of the bargain is send you the text.
Here's $1. Now, I want $2 back if you forget.
I think that's fair.
It's a good incentive.
Yeah. All right, Drabby, remember this.
Yes.
I'll ask on Monday.
All right.
This could be the first dollar that I put up in a frame in my big, silly house. My beach house, when this becomes a $1 billion business.
Well, it's also called a phone reminder, right? I mean, that's all you would need to do.
Yeah, maybe I'm late to this party.
Let me hear the $1 billion pitch. Let's say you're on Shark Tank right now.
I walk in and say, what's up, Cuban? What's up? Is it Damon Dash?
No.
No, it's
he's like a rat. Damon Dash.
I get the names mixed up.
The black guy's Damon Dash. It's the guy who started FUBU.
The FUBU guy. What's his name?
It is Damon, though.
You're the shark.
Not Damon Dash, though.
You should know.
All right. Let me Google it.
Damon. I say what's up to the woman with the nice rack.
Lori Grenier.
Lori, yes. Right.
Name is Damon John.
Oh, I am close.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't really pay much attention to the old lady, whatever her name is. I say hi to Mr.
Barbara
Wonderful.
Barbara Corcoran.
Is it Kevin Leahy? Is that his name? Or Kevin O'Leary?
Kevin O'Leary.
See, I don't watch a lot of Shark Tank.
Okay, whatever.
Guys, I have a brilliant $1 billion valuation idea.
Yeah.
You send me a dollar for every time you need a text reply.
You got a valuation.
My valuation on the business is already $1 billion.
Right.
If you'd like to buy in for 5 or 10%, give me your $100 million.
So it's
I'm
the
ready.
Dollar reminder. What do you call your company?
I don't know yet. It's not on the name.
Like if you have a logo.
But hold on. Are you sending text? Are you sending text to everybody in the country that needs if someone needs a text reminder to go to the dentist?
Absolutely.
Yeah. How are you
that's my thing.
How are you going to remember?
He's going to have a program. He's going to write a program.
I'm going to have a spreadsheet.
Oh, okay.
Excel spreadsheet.
Well, they have to let him know first.
First, they need to let me know. They have to contact
and then
me.
He has to text them back.
Contract with me.
Right. You'll be sending out 200 million texts a day.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I expect one tomorrow.
Texting all day.
I expect one tomorrow. No, when do you
see,
Sunday?
Here's
how personalized I am. When do you want the reminder? Do you want it 15 minutes before? Do you want it an hour before? When do you want
10:45 Sunday.
So you want it at 10:45. Got it. Yeah. Look, I've got it locked in here. Don't even need a spreadsheet.
I could also be at a softball tournament at that point.
Well, again,
that would really be awful.
My only commitment is to remind you.
Yeah. You receive the text, you don't get your dollar back.
Yeah.
Right. You don't receive a text, you get two back.
Two back.
So the pressure's on.
Right. I actually hope you forget.
No, I'm just going to go.
My money.
I'll go on my phone later today, and I'll schedule a reminder for me to send you a text.
Good.
10:45 Sunday morning.
How did we get to that, talking about the Nationals?
I don't know.
No, because we went to the World Cup.
He did a World Cup story. Right,
yeah. I got the World Cup in
there. And EB's like, how am I going to remember to watch the World Cup?
I'd like to watch the final. It's just not something I think about.
I'm getting screwed. I should get 3 points for Belgium winning the third place game.
No, nobody cares.
You're still angling for that?
I should get three.
By the way, Wimbledon's bitter. I just want to snake it from you because you've been counting your money on this
one. Well, the way Croatia's been playing.
Yeah, Wimbledon's going on, and you got Federer.
You got two tall giraffes playing.
Federer's
not playing Djokovic.
It was 7-6 in the first set because they're just bombers and they don't break serves.
It's remarkable that those big lurches can move around the way they do. I mean,
they don't move. They have like an ace every it's a winner.
Anderson's got to be 6'7".
He's 6'8", yeah.
By the way, FedEx Field looks better than center court at Wimbledon. That looks like dirt.
Well, you know,
that's a typical point.
They'll play like 60 games in this match.
But you know, after Wimbledon's over, they dig it all up. They rake it all up, and they start over from scratch.
Had no idea.
New grass?
Yep.
Well, that makes sense. I'm glad my grass doesn't look like that.
Grass Your grass looks silly.
My grass I have not.
Awesome.
No. I've played on clay, and there was a grass court when I lived in Philly. Yeah. Frazier and I used to play tennis, and we would go by this club which had a grass court, and I threatened to jump the fence. It was like a private country
club. It's very foofy. If you have a grass court, I mean, that's high dollar.
Believe me, it wasn't next to Temple.
Right. It was in a nicer part of town.
I bet it's not that great because you're not going to be used to it. It's going to
bounce.
Yeah, it's going to be poop. I mean, you're playing on dirt. There's no way that's good. There's no way. I like silly hard courts. I was on the hard courts yesterday. Silly. I got a blister. I got a blister.
Silly.
Is that two times this week?
Yeah.
It's a very awkward this time place for, two, for a Band-Aid right in the palm of your hand.
Well, I mean, it's one of, what do you call those things?
That's your
from tennis?
It's 100%
from tennis. That's your whistling hand.
You did just say that you discovered or rediscovered your JanSport bag.
Well, I had nothing to do with it. I don't even have a VCR. What would I do with it? But it's hard for me to just get rid of them, light them
Parting
on fire.
Parting is such sweet sorrow.
Right,
why don't you just take the JanSport bag, just dump it in the trash can?
I brought a bunch here, but I saved a few.
But my point is, when you rediscovered them,
I was nostalgic.
Why would you just get rid of them on the spot?
I don't know. Just there's something tugging on the heartstrings.
is there something tugging? All right,
it's like a picture of my baby's birth or something. You know what I mean?
I get keeping that.
Yeah. Like a memento.
Sure.
I mean, it was a lot of time spent there.
A lot of memories.
Who was Lurch's guy like 20 years ago?
Pascal.
Oh, yeah. He likes Pascal. I never was a bend over guy.
Yeah, that was the bend over series.
I was never into that series. I was more of a Randy West guy.
Man, the male porn star is getting major run
they
today.
Are getting a lot of
you know
run
what?
Today.
Mid-July.
I'm going to Google Ed Powers. I wonder how old do you think Ed
He's
Powers
100.
Is?
He's
100. He was 100 when he was on the freaking
Ed
show.
Powers, 63. He still looks the same. Hurting.
He's wearing his dirty dress socks.
He looks terrible.
Hey, ask him if he wants me to send him a text reminder about something. Only a dollar.
$1 billion business. All right.
He's got a radio show. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
What do you always say? Where are we in the...
Well, that's who we're in league with. We're a half step above carnival barkers.
Gotcha.
And people that work at county fairs.
Yes.
A half rung above them.
Yeah.
And they're the worst people
they
on
are
the planet.
Worst.
They're nothing but meth heads.
All right, we've been giving away prizes all show. Right now, 10th caller at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with some tickets to go see Common and Queen Latifah. That's coming July 20th. Wolf Trap. Tickets on sale now through thewolftrap.org or by calling 877-WOLF-TRAP. Details online now at thefandc.com/contest. Again, 10th caller at 800-636-1067.
Junkies on 106.7 The Fan, welcoming in Danny Rouillet, a.k.a. Funny Danny, half of the Grant and Danny Show, because tomorrow is the summer dress party at Whitlow's on Wilson, and Funny Danny loves him some summer dress party, and we appreciate it better than we do.
Funny Danny, I can get you a Corona premiere if you want.
You got a guy?
I got a guy. He's right outside. Bobby Blicky.
So I met Bobby. I met Bobby a couple years ago. I didn't even realize. I was sitting there over talking about how much I like Modelo Especial, which I do. It's one of my favorite beers. Mm-hmm. I love Negro Modelo, and I love Modelo Especial. And he's like, you know, Modelo is also under the Corona umbrella of Joy.
Very good.
And I was like, well, how do you know that? He's like, showed me his little patch on his chest. He goes, I work for Corona. Let me get you a couple. And it was just one of the great moments. Yeah. The whole thing makes me happy.
Beer hookups are awesome.
The whole event makes me happy.
Yeah. So we're just enjoying some. I mean, they just you know, you're with beer reps and they just start opening beer at 9 in the morning. Who cares?
Sure. Only 2.6 carbs.
I like
and
it.
90 calories. That's 9 less calories than Corona Light.
I'm not a calorie counter.
And half the carbs.
But I can be a carb counter.
Yes, really? That's correct. Yes,
I wish you were a carb counter.
Have you mentioned that before?
Yeah, but I'm saying a carb, like low carb, that works for me. I like it.
Yeah.
I have mentioned it before. Yes, I have.
That's delicious.
So, Danny, you were just, during the break, you were telling AWOD actually why you love this party so much. Why don't you tell our listeners and your listeners why you
love
the summer dress party?
Like, Danny gets pumped for this.
Now, it's. I think I still get as excited if I balance out how unexcited you are.
I think I'm excited.
I make it kind of, we zero each other out.
Yeah.
I think I'm kind of your negative, or the other way around. It is genuinely fun, first of all. The beer is awesome, so it's a Corona Modelo type situation.
Yep.
One of my favorite beers. If this had never happened, I love Modelo Especial. The other part is this. It is calm, relaxing, beer drinking with a bunch of people I like. That's always a positive thing. But because it's technically a work thing, it's like work related, right?
Yeah.
So it's guys from my worker here.
Yeah.
It's not something where it's like a true social engagement where it's like my wife has to come, then we have to hire a babysitter, and there's like 97 text messages, 14 fights. Like, is my mother-in-law coming down? Which babysitter are we using? None of that. I get dropped off. I get hammered. I hang out with people that like me. It's not your terrible listeners that I all hope get in accidents today. Yeah. Not the guys that you still like pretend are okay.
By the way,
and, like,
you
let
guys, Granddaddy, you engage a little too much
we
with
do.
The people that take shots at you.
It's not all the time. I do it for the
humor. Are there a couple guys in particular
give us an example,
your skin? Because I don't even know who they are.
I have no idea who it was, but the other day I saw somebody and I jumped in. Just to say, look, they do a great show.
Oh,
we love
very
them.
Nice.
It's a great part of the team.
The awkward thing is I probably follow 90% of these people. Because I follow everybody.
It's just somebody just taking a shot. And I'm like, if I'm them,
on social media?
Can he give us an example?
Of what? A specific shot?
Yeah, one of these people who take shots that you still engage with. Can you give me an example?
I don't engage them anymore. I mean, they're all long blocked. I'll make fun of them in some way, retweet them, let them embarrass themselves, give them plenty of rope, and then move on. But JP's point is I probably engage too often. I know Grant does. We try to say, like, oh, we're not going to do it today. And the next thing you know, because we had Kirk Cousins on our show,
there's some sort of conspiracy
or kerfuffle. But so those guys, for whatever reason, don't come to this. Or if they do, they don't bother me or Grant.
Well, people aren't going to bother you in person. Right?
Well,
deep down.
Of course they do.
Where do they be
But deep down,
you?
Those people actually like you. Because they wouldn't know.
I don't know if they like him.
Not one of my first blocks on Twitter. He hoped my wife and I got in a car accident. Yeah. And he'll still call the show. I'll let you know next time he does.
Yeah.
But so those guys, for whatever reason, either don't come or don't step up or whatever else. And it's just pleasant people who say nice things about you. And it's awesome. Like, getting compliments and drinking beer at the same time is the greatest thing you can have.
Have a good cocktail.
It's so perfect. Yeah. It is a mixture of the thing that fills the giant void of sadness and emptiness in my soul and beer.
Corona, specifically.
Yeah. I'm getting excited again now.
Don't you see?
Yeah, you see?
You guys also have the other thing where it's like, you're attractive, come in your dress. And like, that's cool too. But the compliments, Bickle. Oh, that's so good.
The attention dollars.
Are you looking forward to any of the news babes?
I mean, unfortunately, Erin's not going to be there, but I get along with her.
We're
really
still
well.
Trying to convince her to come over.
Between
DC
somebody,
United interviews.
There have definitely been news chicks there that go back to work after they've had a few pops.
Yeah, I mean, it happens all the time.
Yeah. They've definitely done
We're still
that.
Trying to pull
I know
her
for
in.
A fact.
Danny kind of feels about the news babes the same way he feels about, is it Smalls who's coming on the show from The Sandlot?
Is that Tom Geary? Is that his last name?
Grant is like, he's over the moon about it, and you're like, it's cool.
Yeah. So I was trying to explain that yesterday, and I feel it's so.
I don't even know who this is.
I think I'd rather interview the St. Bernard.
But here's the bit, Jason. You know how like there are guests that each one of you guys will have a thing. Like when Eric watches a show, either it's about like that these guys are racing on the street or like they're panning for gold in Alaska.
Yeah, I love that.
And you
stuff.
Guys just I love that. Just you're on the text machine.
I don't
you're
know who JJ the boss is. I still don't know who that person is.
We had him on the show. You loved him.
I'm kidding.
And it's exciting. Bickle's just a kid in a candy store. Or you've got like a college football guest on, and Cakes may or may not be asleep. Like,
Eric definitely would be asleep.
Yeah, Eric doesn't care. Like he trestways the segment. So I'm trying to figure out whether I go, oh, this is neat. What a neat thing to do in the middle of July where not that much is going on. And it's the 25th anniversary of this movie. A lot of people like it. It's exciting. I'm cool with it. I, of course, would do this. Grant is wearing Sandlot head-to-toe matching
He's
outfits.
Wearing like a romper.
He has an ensemble on. Right. Uh-huh. And he is giddy.
He's committed to the bit.
I'm not even sure I saw Sandlot.
It's a classic. It is a classic.
You didn't see Field of Dreams.
You know what, Daniel? Okay. I'm with you on this one. It's good. It's worth a watch. It's not worth multiple
It's not better
watches.
Than Bad News Bears.
In my opinion. Now, it's different for Grant because he's younger.
Times.
I get it. I understand.
Jason, don't you think he would like it? Because it's a John Grisham novel. He would actually really enjoy
it. It's like The Firm.
Yeah, it's because there's a mystery. There's a dog. And what's the role of the dog?
He loves dogs.
There's a hit. There's a missing treasure that's the form of a Babe Ruth baseball. You would dig it, man.
Yeah, all right.
Subtle joking.
I understand. What's your take?
I don't know there's been much discussion. Maybe I missed it. What's your take on the trial tattoo that Grant is sporting?
Was that a bit?
What do you mean?
No, I think he's committed.
Is he seriously considering getting a Stanley Cup tattoo?
Oh, yeah, he's legit considering it. I personally wouldn't, but he wants to commemorate as joyful a time as he's ever had in his sports life.
Cakes, if Grant does it, you got to do it.
No, I don't. I mean, I love Grant. And
I think you're a bigger Caps fan than Grant.
It's fine. You wanted to get a tattoo when you were younger. You wanted to get like a Tasmanian
like
devil.
It's true. I want to get a barbed wire for the big old guns.
I thought you wanted a Tasmanian devil.
I wanted that too because I'm white trash and I'm stupid.
Right.
Okay. And I was young. I was 17.
I'm shocked that Grant wants to get I thought that was a bit. I didn't think he was being serious.
It's a trial run. It's the one that's on his arm now. You can't not see it. It's a great big one. And I think he's even said he wants it if he does it to be smaller than that. But yeah, I mean he's definitely considering.
What if he ends up with like a sleeve?
Well,
let's say the Nats have a great run.
He's gonna look like a trophy. He's not gonna look like that.
They trade for a starting pitcher and all of a sudden take off. I don't know. Because that's
Kirk Cousins wins the Super Bowl.
Right, that's my view. No, see, there's your subtle back end jump. But for me, it would be
you set it up earlier.
I know. To me, that's would be my worries. If I get one, then I have to start evening things out. Now it's the wintertime because my skin's so pasty. Now I have to figure something else out to get myself. I just never want to go down the tattoo
What is
road.
Your take on the Zimmerman calf injury bit?
So I don't know any specifics here. Right. I have no inside information.
Right.
I know this. Something's fishy.
Something's weird.
And if it was the first time, you would go, that's it. Something's fishy. It weirdly handled. They've already had the Rendon saga from earlier on this year, where he absolutely broke his toe, and they didn't admit that he broke his toe.
Right.
Why don't you admit that? Well, doesn't everybody look worse?
I wish we just had more time.
Well, we don't.
We're going to have time at the summer dress party tomorrow.
We got it now. On Wilson.
Thank you, Danny.
4 o'clock on
Love you, boys.
Saturday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.